story that you hear every Christmas.
这是一个我们很熟悉的一个故事，每个圣诞节你都会听到的一个故事。
And it's something you really hear everywhere you go.
是你走到哪里你都会听到的这个故事。
You see it in the shopping malls and the nativity scenes that are set up.
你在购物的商场里看到这些布景的搭起来。
You see it in someone's lights in their front yards outside of their home.
人们的家的门前的那个花园面前，他们也搭起了这些帐。
You constantly hear the stories about how much it is better to give than to receive.
你总是听到怎么说，施比受的人有福。
And so some of us learn the example of giving from this account of the wise men.
所以说，我们就有的人就从这里就学到了施的这样的一个智慧，给人的智慧。
But I think that if we reduce our knowledge of this passage of Scripture to simply the giving of gifts,
但是如果我们只是把这样的信息现在给人礼物的话,
then we have done a serious disservice to the Scriptures.
那么我们对圣经，我们没有真正的好好的来服务这个圣经。
This is one of those portions of Scripture that we have heard so many times.
这是圣经的那些，我们听到了很多遍的这种那些部分。
That it has almost lost meaning to us.
听到这么多，好像有的时候对我们都没有意义了。
And I pray that this morning that our examination of this can bring back some fresh meaning to it.
我的祷告就是，我们重新的来读这段经文的时候，能够让我们有一些新的知道的知识。
Now, as a bit of introduction to this,
作为这里的一个介绍。
The story centers around a group of men.
这个故事是围绕着一群人。
Scripture doesn't tell us how many men that there were.
圣经里没有告诉我们有多少人在这个故事里面。
But the historical accounts on the basis of the gift says that there are three.
但是历史上基于他们所给的礼物，我们猜想是三个。
These men were known as magi.
这些人就是我们所知道的博士。
Now the Magi were the sacred caste of the Medo-Persian Empire.
这些博士是在中东的地方，那个那些是一个圣洁的一个阶层。
Regardless of who was king at the time,
不管谁是那个时候的王,
they kept up their domination over the religion of Persia.
他们总是能够保持他们在宗教信仰上面的那领导的地位。
Their religion finds its equivalents in modern day Zoroastrianism.
他们的宗教就有点像现在的我们中文叫仙教，就是那种拜火教，中东的、近东的。
And these were people who were experts in mathematics, astronomy, and astrology.
这些人他们精通天文学，精通数学，也精通占星术。
And so these men saw the star.
所以说这些人他们看到那个星。
And they realized that the star portended to be an omen. And to them, they realized that it was a sign that the king of the Jews was born. Now, how did these men, from 2,000 miles away, know anything about the king of the Jews? I'd like to suggest three reasons. Number one, these men were the best educated men in the land. Now, you remember that previously the Jews had been taken captivity and were living under Babylonian and Persian rule. And during the return under Ezra and Nehemiah,
在以斯拉和尼亚马尼西米带他们回来的时候，被掳归回的时候。
Many of the Jews remained in the Eastern Empires.
有许多犹太人他们留在了被掳的那个地方。
So these Jews would have had with them some of the Hebrew scriptures that were already written.
所以说犹太人他们应该有他们的希伯来的圣经跟他们在一起。
So the Magi, being well educated,
所以这些博士们因为他们受到很好的教育,
they would have realized of the prophecies of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
所以说他们就会知道
all of which predict a future king. The second reason
第二个原因,
As magi,
作为博士,
they were, as I said, experts in astronomy, mathematics, and astrology.
像他已经讲到的, 他们是数学, 天文学,
Thus, a miraculous star appeared that they could not explain through an astronomical system.
然后他们不能用他们的天文学解释的时候,
they had never seen this star before. And thus they understood that it must have been related to an important event. Number three. Turn to Daniel chapter
9.
Daniel chapter 9,
但以理书第九章,
beginning in verse 24.
24节,
70 weeks are decreed about your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision and prophet, to anoint a most holy place. Know therefore and understand that from the going out of the word to restore and build Jerusalem, to the coming of the Anointed One, a Prince, there shall be 7 weeks. Then for 62 weeks it shall be built again with squares and moat, but in a troubled time. After the 62 weeks an Anointed One shall be cut off and shall have nothing. Let's do a bit of basic prophetic biblical math here.
我们来做一个简单的基本的一个基于圣经的一个数学的。
The word week here is literally the word seven.
在这里的七, 英文就是一周的话实际上是年。
So within a prophetic timeline, there are 70 sevens.
所以说在一个预言的时间里面有七十个七。
69 of those sevens are stated as happened already. This period of 69 sevens begins with the decree to rebuild Jerusalem under Nehemiah. And so then you take the 69 times the 7.
所以说你如果用69乘上7,
which ends up being the number of years it is,
就得到一个年的数目,
from the day of the decree to rebuild Jerusalem,
从初令重新建造耶路撒冷,
until the day of the triumphal entry of Jesus.
直到耶稣他荣耀进圣城,
so these mathematicians are reading Daniel,
就是那些数学家他们在读但以理书的时候,
and they're realizing that if this man is going to be crowned king in approximately 30 years,
如果这个人他会预言的要被加冕成为王在他30多岁的时候,
then this star
这颗星,
somehow must relate to the birth of this Jewish king.
那么一定会跟这个出生的犹太人的王有一定的关系。
And so then the Magi collect what they have.
所以说这些博士他们基于他们所有的,
they pack their camels.
他们把他们的骆驼上装上都装满。
And they begin them a journey that takes probably a year and a half.
他们开始了他们大概要花一年半的时间的一个旅程,
to when they reach Jesus in Bethlehem.
来到耶稣他出生的伯大尼，Bethlehem这个城。
So look at our passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 2.
就是我们看马太福音第二章。
It says that Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who had been born the king of the Jews?
有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
They came looking for the king.
他们来是要看这位王。
And they came, it says in verse 2, to worship the king.
在第二节告诉我们，他们是来要特来拜这位王。
And this passage really centers around three different groups of people.
这段经文实际上是围绕着有三群人。
It centers around Herod the king.
围绕着希律王。
It's around the priests and the scribes. And it's around these magi. Now it says in verse 3, when Herod the king heard this question, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem was with him. This knowledge disturbs Herod. It seriously troubles him. But what do we know about Herod that would make this knowledge trouble him? This event happens approximately in the year 4 BC. Herod was born in
73
BC. At the age of 16, he's appointed as the task to be governor of Galilee. He's eventually made the co-regent over the entire area. And this makes Herod angry. It makes the Jewish people angry. Because Herod's not a Jew. He's the son of an Edomite. And his mother is an Arab. Now, granted, Herod's father was a worshipper of the true and living God. But it's commonly held in Jewish tradition that one could only be a Jew when he was born from a Jewish mother. And in
37
BC, Herod was declared the king of Judea. His monarchy was based on Roman might and power. The start of his reign was marked by bloodshed. He killed a couple of his different wives. He killed three of his sons in order to keep his throne as he would see it secure. Caesar Augustus once said of him, I would rather be Herod's pig than Herod's son. Essentially because I would have a better chance of living. So Herod's a little bit mentally unstable. He's constantly worried that his throne is going to be usurped. So you're Herod. And there are visitors that came from 2,000 miles away. And they begin knocking doors in Jerusalem. And they begin asking questions. So where's the newborn king of the Jews? And all of a sudden this news reaches your ears. And you're like, what king? There is one king in Israel. And it's me, Herod. And if there's anyone else that has pretensions of being king, I'll treat them like I treated my wife and my sons. They're dead. Herod's afraid to lose his throne. And thus, the scripture says that he was troubled. And so he assembles in verse 4 the chief priests and the scribes, and he asks them where Christ was to be born. And so then we move to the response of the scribes.
It
says in verse 5, They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
是第五节到第六节。
It was commonly known among the people that understood scriptures
在那些知道懂得圣经的那些人中间，旧约圣经的中间，
that Christ was going to be born in Bethlehem.
基督会生在伯利恒。
This is a quotation of Micah 5:2.
这是在引用弥迦书第五章第四节。
And so the scribes pull out their scroll, they point to chapter and verse.
他们就打开他们的那个经卷。
And they say it's Bethlehem.
他们说是在伯利恒。
These are people that spend their time copying the scriptures and studying the scriptures.
这些人是他们一生都在抄写圣经，学习圣经的。
They knew what the text would have said.
他们知道这些经文说了什么。
They would have had copies of Daniel and read copies of Daniel.
他们已经抄过但以理书，也抄写过但以理书。
They would have had a basic understanding of math and science.
他们也有关于数学和科学的一些基本的知识。
And being only a short 6 miles from Bethlehem, they would have seen the star.
他们因为离那个城只有6 miles，他们应该也看到那颗星。
A miraculous light in the sky over Bethlehem.
有很奇妙的一颗星在伯利恒的城的夜空中。
And they knew what the scripture says about Bethlehem.
他们也知道经文里面怎么提到了伯利恒。
But what did they choose to do?
但是他们做了什么呢？
Do we see in any of the scripture passages?
我们在那些经文里，我们有读到什么呢？ 关于他们，
scribes and priests coming to worship Jesus?
这些祭司长和文士们，他们有没有去拜耶稣呢？
Not in Matthew.
不在马太福音里有记载。
Not in Luke.
路加福音里也没有。
They do nothing.
他们什么都没有做。
They know what the scripture says to be true.
他们知道经文里所说的都是真的。
And yet they do nothing.
但是他们什么都没有做。
Look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
And Herod's further response.
看希律王他进一步的反应。
It says that he summoned the wise men secretly and he ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem saying, Go search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I may too shall come and worship him.
在第七节，第八节里边。
And why was Herod wanting to come worship the child?
希律王怎么会想来拜这位王呢？这个小孩呢？
Look in verse 16.
我们可以看16节。
This is after the wise men leave a different way.
这是当他那些博士们他们从另外一条路回去以后。
It says, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and he killed all the male children in Bethlehem and all in the region who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men.
希律王见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城并市井所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。What's
Herod's response to someone who's born king of the Jews?
这是他对生下来犹太文王的反应。He
murders children.
他把男孩子都杀了。He's
an old man.
他是一个年纪很长的人。
What, 69 years old?
他那个时候差不多69岁。
He's afraid that a baby is going to take away his throne?
他害怕一个小孩子能够拿走他的王位。
And so he sends his soldiers to butcher them.
所以说他派他的士兵去屠杀这些小孩子。
He's a wicked and evil man.
他是一个邪恶的，充满了邪恶的一个人。
He's not wanting to worship at all.
他根本不想敬拜。He's
doing everything he can to stamp out.
他是尽他所有的能力去赶尽杀绝。To
destroy.
去破杀掉这些。
Any other king who would possibly want to rule.
杀掉任何有可能会成为王的人。
And verse 9.
回到第九节。
We look at again the wise men.
我们来看博士们。
They listened to the king and they went on their way.
他们听见王的话就去了。
And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them and came till it came over the rest of the place where the child was. When they saw a star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
是从第9节到11节里面记载的, 他们就俯伏拜那个小孩子。
The wise men,
那些博士们,
the pagans,
那些外邦人,
the ones who previously had spent most of their life worshipping false gods,
那些以前他们在之前是在敬拜那些假神的人,
and dare I say, leading others in the worship of false gods.
Okay, 他们是因为他们是宗教领袖，是说他们也带领其他人来敬拜那些假神。
When they came to a knowledge of the truth,
他们认识到真理。
When they met the Christ child,
他们认识到基督的那时候的小孩子。
What was their response?
他们的反应是什么？
The response was that they worshipped.
他们的反应是他们。
It's not simply though that they worshipped. Worshipping by definition simply means to bow down. To bow oneself in a position of submission. But the scripture says they fell down and worshipped.
经文上说他们是俯伏地拜下来，不是仅仅是就是低头来拜。
If you look through the Bible, both the Old and the New Testaments,
如果你看圣经旧约和新约里面,
where you find that word, they fell down and worshiped, that whole phrase,
哪里可以找到他们俯伏拜整个一个这个词？
In every case that I could find,
在每一个他牧师能够找到的地方,
it occurs when somebody meets God.
是当一个人他遇到了神的时候才会用这个词。
You remember a few months ago when I was preaching through Ezekiel?
几个月以前他在讲以西结书。
And what's Ezekiel's response when he sees the man on the chariot?
当以西结他的反应当他看到在坐在那个宝座上那个。
It says he fell down and he worshipped.
他俯伏然后敬拜。
Look at Revelation chapter 1.
我们看启示录第一章。
And this is where the Apostle John meets the risen Christ Jesus.
这是使徒约翰看到耶稣基督。
Look at John chapter 1, verse 12.
John chapter 1.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 12.
启示录第一章12节。
It says, I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands was one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe, and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in the furnace. His voice was like the roar of many waters. Verse 17, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead.
从12节到17节, 特别17节, 我一看见就扑倒在他脚前,像死了一样。
I believe that when the Magi reached Bethlehem,
我相信当这些博士到达伯利恒,
and when they found the Christ child,
发现基督这个小孩,
by the very expression, they fell and then they worshipped.
从他们俯伏拜那个小孩子。
They're demonstrating their faith and their worship of the one true living God.
他们在表明他们的信心是对这个真神，这个唯独一的真神，他们的信心。
And so then they gave gifts fit for a king.
就说他们把配得给王的礼物给了这个小孩。
And then they went and they returned to their own country.
然后他们就回去，回到他们的本地去了。
So it's a nice account.
这是一个很好的一个记载。
It's nice as people would call it Christmas story.
人们会叫这个是圣诞节的故事。
And most people look at this and when they read this passage, they think, well, it's a good thing to give gifts during Christmas.
当人们读到这边, 人们会就说, 哦, 这是一件好事情, 我们在圣诞节的时候给人礼物。
And I would say that's not what Christmas is about. The Christmas message
圣诞节的信息
is the message of the incarnation.
是关于道成肉身这样的信息。
It's that the one and only one true and living God,
是那独一的唯一的真神,
that the second person of the triune God,
三一真神里面的第二位,
He clothes Himself in flesh.
他道成肉身,
He becomes fully man.
他成为一个完完全全的人,
and this event happens through the virgin birth.
这件事是借着童女怀孕,
and this event is a central event in the gospel message.
这是福音的一个中心的信息。
If you do not have Jesus Christ, fully God, coming to earth to be man,
如果你没有一个耶稣基督这完完全全的神，但是来到世上，
then you cannot have the infinite God-man making perfect sacrifice for your sins.
那你不可能有一个完完全全的神人为我们的罪付上代价。
In other words, without the incarnation and without the first Christmas,
如果没有道成肉身，没有第一个圣诞，
you have no gospel message.
你就根本没有福音的信息。
The gospel,
福音,
as defined,
就像他所定义的,
by Paul,
像保罗所定义的,
in 1 Corinthians 15,
在哥林多前书15章,
I just want to remind you of this.
我想提醒大家,
1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For, now he's going to define the gospel, I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the scripture, that he was buried, and that he was raised again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，也靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就以因这福音得救。接下来定义这个福音，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。So
there are really two parts to this.
就说有两部分的这里面。There are historical events. 有关于历史的事件。
And there are theological explanations.
然后有神学的解释。
The two historical events that are central here are the death and the resurrection of Christ.
历史的事件有两个很重要的中心的，一个就是他的死和他的复活。
But there's a lot of theological explanation that needs to be understood.
但是有很多的神学的解释我们需要理解。
We need to understand that Christ, as we said this morning, is fully God and fully man.
我们应该了解基督是完全的神，也是完全的人。
And as the infinite man who is sinless,
作为一个无限的人，他是无罪的。
When he died in a point in time in history,
当他在历史的一个时间死了，
his death satisfied the wrath of God.
他的死满足了神公义的愤怒。
That was against you because of your sins.
这个愤怒是因对你的，因为你的罪，他是这个愤怒是你。
And because he lived a perfect life,
因为耶稣他过了一个完全的无罪的一生。
The righteousness that he earned while he was on this earth,
是说他在地上他所赚来的得来的这个公义，
at the moment you believe,
在你信的那一刻，
is imputed upon you, it is placed upon you,
就加在你，
so that when God looks at you on judgment day,
所以说当神在审判的日子看你的时候，
he ultimately sees the righteousness of Christ.
他终极的是看到基督他的公义。
That's justification.
这就是称义。
And we know that 1 Corinthians 15 explains the response.
我们知道在哥林多前书15章解释了这个反应。
It says, which you believed.
就说你们所相信的。
And so the means by which we appropriate the gospel is through faith.
所以说就是说我们
And so if we look in Matthew 2,
我们看马太福音第二章,
I think that there are three possible responses to the gospel that we see people make here. Number one,
第一个反应,
like Herod,
就像希律王,
you can fear.
你可以害怕,
Herod feared losing his kingdom.
希律王怕失掉他的王国,
but in today's day and age,
在今天的时代里面,
people fear Christianity and the gospel for several reasons.
人们怕基督教和福音有些各种样的原因。
Some younger people fear Christianity.
一些年轻的人他们怕基督教。
They think if I become a Christian,
他们想如果我成为基督徒,
I won't be able to live the way that I want to live anymore.
我不能够就像我想的那个方式在生活了。
My life will be no fun.
我的生命就一点都不好玩。
I work with some gentlemen like this.
我曾经和这样的年轻人男孩子这样讨论过。
So you ask these men, what is your concept of fun?
当你问这些男孩子他们的关于好玩的概念是什么?
Drinking.
喝酒.
Driving fast.
开很快的车.
Drinking while driving fast.
一边喝一边开, 开得很快.
Being immoral.
做一个 做不道德的事情。
And the answer to them is,
跟对他们的回答,
yes, you're right.
是的，你是对的。
You won't be able to live your life the way that you want anymore.
你不能够再这样的方式在生活了。
That's the whole point.
这是中心就是这个，就是这件事情。
There's fear of the unknown.
也有害怕不确定的，不知道的。
There's fear of faith. There are some that think themselves to be scientists. And they say, if I believe,
他们说如果我信了,
then I'll have to throw out everything I ever learned in school. And you see, because we have all of this evidence so-called for evolution, therefore, Christianity cannot be true. Because it requires me to have faith. Well, if they're going to be intellectually honest, their belief in science is essentially a faith as well. Because they're believing in the explanation that someone else has given. There are some who are radically violent to the gospel.
还有一些人他们对福音是非常的暴力的。
For instance,
比如说,
if you go to an Islamic country,
如果你去到一个伊斯兰的国家,
and you begin to share the gospel with some people,
给一些人来讲福音,
let's say in Saudi Arabia,
比如说在沙特阿拉伯,
and someone would, a woman comes along, and for instance, if my wife shared the gospel with her,
如果比如说一个女士她过来，然后她的太太跟她分享福音。
And if this woman became a believer,
如果这个妇人成为了一个信徒,
you know what her husband's response would be?
你知道她的丈夫会有什么样的反应吗?
He'd kill her.
她的丈夫会把这个妇人杀掉。
If a young man who's from Saudi Arabia,
如果一个从沙特阿拉伯来的一个年轻人,
or from Iran, and comes to America to get education, and while he's in America, he becomes a Christian, and when he's finished with his education, he returns home to his family, in many cases, they'll try to kill him. So there's a radical fear of the gospel among Islam.
有一种很猛烈的惧怕福音的在以色列，对不起，是在。
There's a modern radical atheism movement that's flourishing in the United States.
现在在美国有一个现代的无神论的一个运动。
And in Britain.
在英国也是。
And it's led by men like Richard Dawkins.
是被 Richard Dawkins这个人领导。
Who wrote a book called The God Delusion.
他写了这本书。
In which he states that his purpose in life,
他说他生命的意义,
is to stamp out the fires of religion wherever he may find them. He's an Oxford professor of biology. And he's more readily willing to suggest that aliens came and planted life on this earth
than
there is a God in heaven who stands over him in judgment. I dare say that if you are honest, that he is one that fears the gospel. Perhaps you're sitting here this morning, and you're one of these that have the scientific mind, and that you fear faith. Or perhaps you're sitting here this morning, and you want to live your life in a manner that's fun while it lasts. There's a book growing in popularity among young people my age. It's written by a young man in his early 30s by the name of Tucker Max.
Tucker Max, 一个30多岁的一个年轻人,
he truly is an evil young man. And it's basically about all the time that he has spent drunk and having sex. And the title of his book is very revealing. He knows exactly what it means by his title. The title of his book is I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. He knows where he's going when he's going to die. But he lives his life for fun and for pleasure. Don't be like Herod. It leads to a life of, in one sense, violence. Not necessarily physical violence. But it will lead you to a life of mental, emotional, and spiritual anguish. And it will dig you into a hole out of which you cannot escape. Perhaps you're like the scribes. And perhaps you've been sitting in this church for a number of years. And you've heard the gospel a number of times. And you've read through the Bible. And you've done a number of Bible studies with people. But you know deep down in your heart of hearts that you're not a believer. You know deep down, and you may be thinking to yourself, it doesn't count for me. I'm a good person. I go to church on Sundays. I even put a little bit of money in the offering bag when it goes by. I give money to charities. I give money to the Salvation Army church that's sitting outside of the grocery store. I'm married. My kids are good kids. I have a good job. I make money. Why is this that important? And your heart is cold to the message that you've heard for many years. Be careful. Beware that you don't fall into this sort of mindset. That after you've heard gospel messages time in and time out, that they don't simply lose their interest and lose the beauty that they have to you.
当心你不要因为听了福音很多次，它对你没不再显得那么美好，这么宝贵。
Or perhaps your indifferentism is for a different reason.
也可能你的无所谓是也因为其他的原因。
Perhaps you're indifferent to the gospel.
可能你对福音无所谓。
Because you've never believed the gospel.
因为你从来没有信福音。
This is what Christmas is about.
这是圣诞节的意义。
It's about God becoming man to pay the price for your sins.
是神成为人为你的罪付上代价。
The third response to the gospel
第三个对福音的反应
is the response of the wise men.
是那些博士们。
That when they meet Christ face to face,
当他们面对面看到基督的时候
the response is faith, and from that faith comes worship.
他们的反应是信心，然后从那个信心生出来的敬拜。
And when we speak of worship in the abstract sense,
我们以抽象的来讲敬拜的时候，
What we mean by worship is that everything in your life, the purpose of it, leads to ultimately the glory of Christ.
是你生命的每一件事，你所做的每一件事都是让你去来敬拜，让神得荣耀。
So the reason you get up tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning in order to be at your job by 7 o'clock.
就是明天早晨你6点钟起床，这样你可以7点钟到你的工作的地方。
Is not to finish a fancy project for work.
不是完成一个很好的、很有意思的一个 project 一个项目。
Is not to collect your paycheck on Thursday or Friday.
不是在你礼拜四或礼拜五拿到你的薪水的支票。
Ultimately speaking, it's to bring glory to Christ.
最终的目的是要把荣耀带给基督。
The reason you go home.
你回到家的原因。
After church.
从教会回到家里。
And the reason you prepare yourself some dinner.
你给自己做一些晚餐。
It's not because you're hungry and you enjoy eating.
不是因为你就是饿了然后你喜欢吃。
I enjoy eating.
我很喜欢吃。
But that's not ultimately the reason I eat.
但不是那不是我吃的最终的目的。
The reason that a Christian ought to eat is to glorify Christ.
一个基督徒他吃的最终的原因是要给基督荣耀。
Paul says it aptly in 1 Corinthians 10:31.
保罗在哥林多前书10:41的时候说道
Whatever you eat, whatever you drink, do all to the glory of God.
不论吃或喝都是为了神的荣耀。
And what events could be more mundane than eating and drinking?
有什么样的事情能够更加的繁忙做大让吃和喝呢？
So I'd like to ask you this morning.
所以说我今天早上要问你。
When you hear the gospel message,
当你听到了福音的消息，
what's your response?
你的回应是什么？
Do you fear?
你害怕吗？
Are you indifferent to it? Does it not affect you?
或者你觉得无所谓，跟我没有关系？
Or does it ultimately cause you to worship?
或者是最终的让你开始敬拜？
Let's close in word of prayer.
我们一起祷告结束。
Father, we thank you for the example that you've given to us in your word through these men.
天父，我们谢谢你，借着这些人，在你的话语里面，你告诉我们的这些例子榜样。
And I pray, Father, that if there's anyone here who fears the gospel,
我祷告天父，如果我们中间有人害怕福音的。
That you would draw them in a radical way towards yourself, as you once drew the Apostle Paul.
我求你，就像你当初对使徒保罗一样，把他们猛然地拉到你的面前。
And Father, I pray that if there's anyone here that has been here for a long time and that knows the gospel message.
天父也为我们中间那些在我们很久了，他们知道福音的信息的那些人。
But yet has done nothing.
但是他们什么也没有做。
I pray that you begin to work in their hearts.
我求你在他们心里面动工。
That they would see themselves as you see them, a lost and dying sinner.
让他们能够看到自己，就像你看到他们一样，是那世上的罪人。
And that you would work saving faith in their heart.
你在他们心里面做你那拯救的信心在他们里面。
And Father, I pray for those of us here in this room who are believers. And we pray, Father, that you would be the one that they worship with their lives. That you would take away the idols that we have. And that you would help us to love you more and more each day. Pray in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.